This is Kathy Forsey reporting from the Far West Conference here in Oakland, California. I have a great pleasure of speaking with a lady who is just a multi-talented and a big supporter of music and a great musician in her own right, Kiki Weil. Thank you so much for joining us.
Heck yeah. I'm so happy to be here. I feel like I'm having a spiritual experience.
Yeah. This place kind of does that to you.
You know, I think what it is is it feeds your soul, the great songwriting that's happening here. I'm so hungry for, like, original, creative, storytelling, you know, artistic way of expressing what's happening in the world.
Yeah.
And I don't get that on TV at all. In fact, I find, like, last night when this was over, we were having guerrilla showcases, and I was so pumped up, I tried to watch some TV because I couldn't fall asleep. And I was like, are you kidding me? Who is programming this stuff? Because I couldn't find anything on all those stations to feed me like I had. So I had to shut it off and just go back in my mind and think about some of the things that touched me. And I was really touched.
I've worked in television for almost 30 years. And some of it was in programming. And I think TV tries to find the lowest common denominator. You know, it's like they're not really trying to build anybody up. They're just trying to get an emotional response from people. You know,
do they really have people that watch it and stay on the channel? Because I find all I do is surf.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do. Luckily, I worked for PBS for 17 years.
Good, yeah.
So I felt like I was on the good side of things.
I worked at Warner Brothers Television for many years, and it was fun because I worked on shows like Friends and ER and West Wing, and they were really still intelligent, fun shows.
Yeah.
But it's quite different now.
Yeah.
It's quite different.
I think it's gotten worse and worse and worse every year. You know, and all these reality shows that are really unreality shows, and
they're staged. And the thing about songwriting is that, you know, you have 3 minutes to tell a story, and you've got to set it up and make us want to keep listening. And I think that this convention, I've seen more amazing songwriters than you know that's out there, because they don't play it always on the radio, or maybe they're just creatively good and they get as far as a CD done, but they're not sure what to do from there. So I want to thank you for promoting original music, because that's what I live for. I can't cook. I can't do other things, you know. But what makes me excited about life is a great story and a great song, and it lives in you, you know. The words that we share with each other, they live.
It affects each other, you know. The way we treat one another, it really affects us. You're a great presenter too, though, of music, and a great champion of the singer-songwriter. Tell a little bit about what you've been doing the last several years with what's the name of your place, first of all?
Well, I do Kiki Weil Presents. That's the name of my company. Uh-huh. But I book at the Safari Club in Chamisal. It's a tennis club, but I have concerts out there on the court. I just did a tribute concert for Cat Stevens, and it was just fantastic because everybody was like on the court singing. But and then I do house concerts, and I'm learning to be resourceful about asking people if I could have a concert. There's a place in Carmel Valley where they have antique fountains, and it's beautiful, like marble stuff. And I just approached him and said, hey, could I have a village concert here? And everybody came, and they sat in fountains, and we did it under this gazebo, and it was one of the most beautiful concerts I've ever put together. And so I'm about bringing the community together, and I do that through song. Because it doesn't matter what religion or politics or race or anything. It when music happens, we don't talk about those things, and we just are all on the same page and rhythm. Maybe it's sound that is creating a wave in us or something. But
it's a vibration.
It is vibrations. And I've watched, you know, people's countenance change. And I think I get off on that a little bit because there's not a lot of money in it sometimes, you know. And you just, but I'm meeting such a great network of people that have, like, substance, you know.
Yeah.
And I I think every human longs for that, to not just have a social network where you say hi, bye, you know, and tell superficial things, but that you go, hey, I know that feeling, you know, I felt that feeling, you know.
Yeah, everybody can relate in songs, you know. I mean, even if you differ politically or religiously, we have all the same shared experiences a lot of times in life, and we can relate to one another in song that way, you know, without getting too political or too religious, you know. Well, it's great that you do all those different venues. How do you go about approaching these places? I mean, are they very open to you about doing that?
You know, I think I kind of created a name for myself. It's a pretty big name anyway, but I'm actually one of 12 kids. I'm number 9. And I joke they ran out of names. And wow, another kid. Yeah. But it really is also, I played with my daughter. And when since she's been 5, she sang with me. So wow is mom upside down. So I often joke that, you know, she helped me get my name. And then she went off to college. And she made a lot of people like us because she was so cute. She had little ringlets and curls and harmonized and... And I was like, oh, don't leave me. But I wrote a song about that, too. And, you know, so I pretty much, I worked at Warner Brothers and for Dick Clark, and I had a really stable job in the entertainment industry in Los Angeles for 20 years. But I came out wine tasting in Carmel Valley, and they had a job opening as a tasting room manager. And I just kind of said, you know, I've had my fill of traffic and the hustle of LA, and maybe I could do this. So when I got there, they had like outstanding wine, they had amazing food, they had no music. The town was like closed at 7. I was like, oh no, I retired too soon. So I found a gap, and I filled it with music. I hosted at Kulak's Woodshed. Are you familiar with that in Los Angeles? Well, a lot of the musicians that are here, it's like I'm seeing them again after all this time. And I booked them on their way on tour, so I already knew they were great. I just had to get the people to come. And I think I just have a big mouth, or you know, I'm enthusiastic, and so I'll say, you know, hey, come, this is happening. And all it took was a few great concerts, and then the word spread, and then people would invite people. So it is a word of mouth, and I also have an entertainment newsletter that goes out to about 7,000 people, and every time someone comes to a show, I get their mailing, their email address, and then promote whatever's coming up next.
Well, tell me about your music. When did you start writing, and what kind of sound do you have?
I started writing, I think I started 19. I bought my first guitar. I got a 12 string so I could get calluses quickly. And, you know, I always wrote the "You Broke My Heart, You Asshole" songs, you know. Yeah. You know, pain. A lot of pain came out.
Well, especially at 19, you know, all the angst built up from all those years, right?
Yeah. Swindled again. And, you know, I just kept writing. And fortunately, I was able to hook up with a lot of great musicians. And they played on my stuff, and it takes it to a new level. When you have a good guitar and you have great musicians, your songwriting improves. It just does. Mm-hmm. So my sound is, I don't really sound like anyone else. I try to kind of peg who I sound like. I would like to say a female Todd Rundgren or John Lennon or something, because I have nice changes. But, you know, in trying to pick songs for the Far West, I'm not as folky as the music here, but I certainly, it motivates you to write something like that. Mm-hmm. I kind of go across the board.
Yeah. And so what do you usually write about? You write about things that happened to you in life?
Life experiences, absolutely, yeah. I have a song called One Day at a Time, you know, and because the rhythm is so catchy, I have a song called Step by Step, and it's really just about trying to find a positive way to look at what's going on around.
Yeah, you were saying you hurt your hand, and you wrote a song about that experience. And
yeah, I tripped over my blind dog. I had a glass in my hand, and it sliced the artery in my left hand, and that's how I became Booker, because I was playing music up until that point, And when I was 19, I actually played bass for a progressive rock band. We were kind of like Yes and Rush. Mm-hmm. And so we came out to Los Angeles to pursue our dreams because they didn't have American Idol back then.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
If you were serious about music, you had to go to LA,
Yeah.
Or you had to go to New York.
Yeah.
So we sold everything we had and came out, and you know, of course, the band broke up, and you know, life takes you in new directions. So I was playing solo for a long time, and then I had the accident with my dog. And I still love music, and so I started booking bands. And it was kind of a bittersweet thing because I love the music, but I hurt to not play,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And I was watching everyone like live that dream that I had lived my whole life. But you know, it teaches you something inside, and it grows your heart. You know,
yeah,
when you suffer, it grows your heart.
And if you turn that into, you could have been bitter, you become bitter or something, but instead you turn it into something positive and try to help others. And
and
a lot about your soul.
Well, the beauty of it now is that I know all these great people, and I like to play with them a song or something before or in the middle of their set or whatever. So now it's just expanded. Everything is just expanded. So,
that's great.
You know, when they say never give up,
even
if it looks like you're not capable, I think if you just stay in that arena, you know, beautiful things will happen.
Yeah. So tell people where they can find out about Kiki Wow Presents.
I have concerts every week. I've been doing at least three a week for the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go to kikiwow.com, KIKIWOW.com. And there's an event calendar on there, and you know, all the things that I do, because I don't just do music. I do a lot of other resourceful things, yeah.
And does it have your music on there as well?
It has my music on there as well, although, you know, I need to put my new CD on it.
Yeah.
And you can also go to CD Baby and iTunes. I'm everywhere. Just it's hard to find people. I mean, there's so many choices. Don't you feel overwhelmed with choices?
Yeah, there's a lot. And it's so much of it's good.
Yeah.
You know?
It'd
be better if somebody would stink for our turn's sake. I mean, this hasn't been the case yet.
That's right.
Well, thanks so much for taking the time to sit with me and talk for a little bit.
It's a pleasure.
It's been nice meeting you.
You too.
Know you a little bit.
I'm going to send you a CD.
Great, I'd love that.
You know, send my friends to you since we have to stick together.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Against the machine.
That's right. We're fighting the machine.
Yeah. Now. Thank you.
Thank you. Machine. Thank you. Kiki Wow, everybody. This is Kathy Forsty reporting from the Far West Conference here in Oakland, California.